From Hollywood, California, we bring you Chapter 12 in the Chronicles of River's End. The star of the show, Gene Herschel, in his greatest of all roles. The title of the show, Dr. Christian. The sponsor of the show, the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. The makers of Vaseline preparations welcome you to another half hour with Dr. Christian and our good friends of River's End. The opening scene in our story for today takes place in Roy Davis' drugstore. 10-year-old Tip Brent is wandering around, staring morosely in the showcase.
Hi, Tip. How's the boy this afternoon?
No, not so good, Mr. Davis.
Why? What's the trouble?
In the doghouse again.
Oh, in the doghouse, eh? What did you do?
Nothing. Women sure are fussy, though.
You're telling me. Well, what are your sins of omission and commission?
Huh?
Well, never mind. Break down and tell me all, and perhaps we can fix it up between us.
Well, it's Mom. Nothing I do suits her. From morning till night, it's, Tip, did you brush your teeth? Son, your hands are filthy. Go wash them this instant. But worst of all, Mr. Davis, is my hair.
What's the matter with your hair?
It won't lay down. No matter how much I wet it, it just won't lay down.
Oh, so that's it. Well, now, let me make a suggestion. Don't wet it.
Well, if I don't wet it, how am I going to keep
it? You see this package here?
Vaseline hair tonic. For sure.
Now, get a bottle of Vaseline hair tonic, Tip. And tonight, before you go downstairs to supper, put a little of this on your hair with the palms of your hands. Then brush it into your hair. Vaseline hair tonic will smooth it all down fine. Won't take you 2 minutes to do it. And when your mother sees how slick you look, she'll be as pleased as punch.
Gee, Mr. Davis, how much does it cost?
Only 40 cents for this bottle, and it'll last you for several weeks.
Oh, I was saving my allowance to get a new airplane model. Well, I guess it's worth 40 cents to get out of the doghouse.
Shall I wrap it up for you?
Okay, Mr. Davis, thanks.
Oh, say, Tip.
Yeah?
Did you ever hear your mother say, "You know, I've just washed my hair and I can't do anything with it"?
Sure, she says it all the time.
Then you tell her to use Vaseline hair tonic just like I told you to use it. After she does that, I'll guarantee you won't see the inside of that doghouse for a long, long time.
And if I may add my bit to Roy Davis' good advice, men and women both can improve the health and appearance of the hair by regular massage with Vaseline hair tonic before every shampoo. Vaseline hair tonic comes in 40 and 70 cent bottles at all drugstores. And now let us get on with today's story of Dr. Paul Christian, starring Gene Herschel. It opens in Dr. Christian's office, where he is getting ready to leave for his morning call.
Judy, if anyone calls me, I'll be what, Mrs. Brent?
Elmer Brent's getting to be one of our best customers. What's wrong with her this time?
I don't think she's decided yet.
Oh, that's funny. She's had so many fascinating ailments to choose from, too.
Well, at that, Eleanor has her troubles.
Uh-huh. And so generous with them. She'll share them with anyone. Oh, say, has Dick Brent got a sister?
Not that I know of.
That kind of puts me in a spot.
Why?
Well, I was talking to Mrs. Oddie the other day. You know, Carolyn Oddie?
Yes, I know her.
And she said she was in the city over the weekend, and she saw Dick Brent coming out of a moving picture show with some girl.
So Dick Brent with a girl?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, that's what she said. So I told her it must have been Dick's sister. I thought he did have a sister in the city.
No, I'm pretty sure he hasn't.
I hope Mrs. Oddie doesn't think I told her a fib.
Well, don't worry about it. She didn't believe you anyway.
Oh, you don't think she suspects Dick of being on the loose?
I don't know. Caroline Oddie is the kind of person who always seems to be able to burn her scandals at both ends.
Eleanor Brent isn't that easily fooled. One thing, if I were married and my husband should decide he liked someone else better, you know what I'd do?
What?
I wouldn't go around shedding tears about it. I'd find out what she had that I didn't have and acquire it doggone quickly.
Well, I don't know whether you would or not, but it's certainly a grand idea. Now, what did I do with my overcoat?
Thank you.
Dr. Christian.
Hello, Tip. Where's your mama?
Oh, she's here.
Tip, will you stop slamming that door?
Dr. Christian's here, Mom.
Well, don't shout. I can hear you.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Christian.
Good morning, Mrs. Brent.
Tip, don't do that. You stand on a rug without wrinkling it all up.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, dear. Look what you've done in the sleeves of your sweater. I try to keep you looking neat, and I'll look at
if
you.
If I had a boy who looked neat, I'd be awfully worried about him.
Oh, here. Let me fix them. There. Now go out and play.
Okay, Mom.
Well, don't stand there. Do it.
I was waiting to kiss you goodbye.
Oh. Goodbye, dear. Now watch crossing the street. And close the door after you.
I will.
Tip, close the door. Tip.
I'll close it.
Oh, you can't remember anything for 2 seconds. Oh, come into the living room, Dr. Christian. This house is a sight. But I've been having those sick headaches, and I've just been barely able to drag myself around.
Oh, that's too bad.
I've put off calling you because, well, to be real honest about it, Dick's had a salary cut. I didn't want to run up any more doctor's bills. Oh, but they're getting so bad, I just had to do something.
When you had them before, did that diet I gave you help?
Yes, at first. Now it doesn't seem to do much good, so I've given it up. Anyway, Dick complained about it. It was everything he didn't like.
Oh, but I didn't prescribe the diet for Dick.
Oh, I know. I didn't have time to cook 2 different kinds of meals. Besides, the diet doesn't do any good anymore.
Well, are the headaches worse in the evening?
Oh, much worse. By the time I get to the end of the day, I feel as if I just can't keep going. Lots of times I'm not able to get to supper.
Well, I should think Dick would complain more about that than the diet. After all, even the things I prescribed are better than nothing.
He's only home for supper 3 nights a week. And the other evenings, he goes to the city. The bus company is having some business meetings, and he says they need him there.
Well, say, that's fine.
I don't see what's so fine about it.
Well, I mean, if the company needs him at the meetings, he must be a valuable man.
Not valuable enough to escape a salary cut.
Oh, lots of firms are cutting salaries these days.
Used to be, he went to the city only once or twice a month. Now he's away half the time.
Well, he has a more important job now. He's the local manager of the company. He has more responsibilities.
We were a lot happier when he was just a bus driver.
You want to know why? Because you had something to struggle for. Dick was ambitious and you wanted to forward him. You wanted a home of your own and a car and all sorts of things. You worked together, worked hard to get them.
Well, I still work hard. If you think taking care of this home and raising a boy like Tip isn't work...
Oh, by the way, is this Dick's evening to go to the city?
No, tomorrow.
All right, then have him stop at my office on his way home. I'll send something out that I want you to try.
Oh, I'll phone him right now.
Oh, there's no hurry.
Well, I better phone while I'm thinking of it. I'll be right back.
Where's Mom?
Phoning?
Look, I've got a dog.
Well, where did you get him?
Down the street. He followed me.
Well, it seems to me he's got you.
Come on. That's the fella. What kind of a dog do you think he is, Dr. Christian? The sort of a police dog?
Well, he looks kind of mysterious. I'd say he was more of a sacred police dog.
Yeah. He looks something like a wolf.
Well, what are those scratches all over him?
Well, I guess he's been in a fight. Oh, I'll bet he's a great fighter.
He has such a yellow jaundice, too. Oh, is that his natural color?
Oh, he'll look a lot better when I give him a bath and get him something to eat.
Yes, I dare say a bath and something to eat will be quite an experience for him. What's his name?
I'm going to call him Jeff. Jeff? Come on, Jeff. Look, he knows his name already. Say, he's smart.
Let's see if he knows how to shake hands. Come on, shake hands. Come on, boy. Shake hands.
Jeff, shake hands. No, Jeff.
Kip, what on earth are you doing?
Look, Mom, I got a dog. Isn't he swell?
You get him out of here. What do you mean, bringing a dog into the house?
Oh, but Mom...
Take him out this instant and get rid of him.
Oh, Mom, can't I keep
you
him?
You certainly cannot. I have enough trouble around here without having to put up with a dog.
I'll take care of him. He won't be any trouble.
You heard me. Get rid of him.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, why can't he keep him, Mrs. Brent? Every boy ought to have a dog.
No, I have enough work to do without
but
having dogs.
But I said I'd take care of him, Mom.
Oh, yes, for about 2 days. And then I'll be the one who has to feed him and take care of him.
Oh, wait. I have an idea. I'll take him.
But what will you...
Well, let Tip keep him for me, and any time Tip doesn't look after him, I'll take him back. Does that suit you, Tip?
That's swell.
And remember, I'm not fooling. If you don't take care of him, back he comes to me. How is that with you, Mrs. Bryant?
Oh, well, all right.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mom.
But keep him outside. And don't let him come in the house again.
Okay. Come on, Jeff.
And Pip, don't slam the door.
He'll get over it. Well, I'd better be getting back to the office. Dick will drop in this evening, will he?
Oh, I don't know. He wasn't at the bus station when I phoned. He's gone to the city again.
Well, then I'll have Roy Davis send it out. Goodbye, Mrs. Brent.
Goodbye. Oh, Dr. Christian.
Yes?
I want to talk to you about something. You've known Dick a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I knew him even before you did. Why?
Well, how is he about women?
Well, that's a funny question. I don't know how. What makes you ask that?
Because Dick's in love with another woman. There, now I've said it. I just couldn't keep it to myself any longer. I've got to talk it over with someone.
Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. What's all this?
Oh, I've suspected it for months. Now I know it's true.
How do you know it's true?
Everything proves it. With those trips to the city and the way he acts around the house. That salary cut.
I don't see what the salary cut has to do with it.
Oh, his salary wasn't really cut. I know he's just telling me that. He's taking that money and he's giving it to her.
Ah. When a woman makes up her mind that her husband is doing something wrong, she can prove it with almost anything.
But I've got real proof. He was seen with her. Mrs. Artie saw them together on the street.
Mrs. Artie. She goes around sniffing for romance. Did she tell you about it?
No. No, but I heard.
Mrs. Artie saw Dick and some young lady come out of a picture show. That doesn't necessarily mean Dick is having an affair.
Oh, but what reason has he for taking a girl out? He doesn't take me out. Oh, no. No, I'm only good enough to cook his meals and wash, mend his clothes, and take care of his house.
You don't know what an advantage that gives you.
Advantage?
Yes. When a man does what you think Dick is doing, it isn't always because he's in love. Sometimes it's to please his vanity. He wants to show off, or he wants to feel he's a man of the world, or maybe he's just plain bored. But sooner or later, he gets tired of playing that game, and he comes back to you.
But it's so unfair. When Dick was driving a bus and hardly making enough for us to live on, I worked, and I saved, and I helped him. And now the reward goes to some woman who's done nothing for him. Nothing.
If you think you're really losing, Dick, you're making a big mistake by starting to pity yourself. Men always run away from tears, and she'll meet him with a smile. Have you said anything about this to Dick?
No.
Well, then don't. And don't believe what you hear about Dick until you are absolutely sure. Even then, it would be a good plan not to believe it.
And let him make a fool out of me?
No. No, out of himself. He'll find it out soon enough. But accuse him of it, and he'll keep on being a fool, just to convince himself he isn't.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. All I know is what's right and what's wrong.
Anyway, why don't you wait? See if it doesn't all blow over. And if I can help you, let me know. Goodbye, Eleanor.
Goodbye. And thank you. But now, nothing can help me.
We'll continue the story of Dr. Christian in just a moment. Meanwhile, we'd like to call to your attention again the fact that the word Vaseline is the registered trademark of the Cheesebrough Manufacturing Company. It was coined by the founder of the company, Robert A. Cheesebrough, more than half a century ago. Since that time, practically the whole civilized world has become a user of Vaseline petroleum jelly. This standard first aid product has many uses for skin abrasions and bumps and bruises, for minor cuts and wounds and burns and scalds, and for chapped skin and head colds. And remember, no matter how you use it, you can rely on it, because it is made by an exacting standard, sterilized in the process of manufacture, and packed in sterilized containers. So when you buy, be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline on the package. If you don't see it, you are not getting the genuine article. We return to the story of Dr. Christian, played by Gene Herschel. The time is early evening, some weeks later. The scene, the street in front of Dr. Christian's office. His car pulls up to the curb.
Hello there, Tip. Where are you going?
Hello, Dr. Christian. Oh, no place special. I've been coasting, me and Jeff.
Jeff? Say, you wouldn't try to fool me. That fine-looking dog isn't Jeff.
Sure he is.
No.
Yes, he is. Oh, you're kidding, Dr. Christian. Come here, Jeff.
Yes, sir, it is Jeff. Say, I hardly recognize him.
I told you he'd look a lot different after he started eating regular. I'm training him to pull my sled.
Well, Tip, you've done a pretty good job taking care of him. I couldn't have done it better myself.
Thanks, Dr. Christian.
But say, aren't you out a little late? Your father will be worried about you.
No, he won't worry. He won't know whether I'm home or not.
Well, your mother will, when you're late for dinner.
Yeah. I guess Mom will give me a bawling out, all right. If she isn't in her room crying. Why does Mom cry so much?
Oh, your mother isn't feeling well, Tip.
I didn't know grown-up people cried.
She's nervous. Things upset her.
Is that why her and Dad are always scrapping?
Well, I think it would be a good idea not to talk about it, Tip.
I don't mind seeing kids scrap, but it makes you feel kind of funny inside when your mother and Dad say mean things to each other.
Dr. Christian?
Yes, Judy?
It's cold out here. I thought I heard your car drive up. Mr. Brent's inside.
Oh, I'll be right in. Come on, Tip. Your father's here. You can wait in my office and go home with him.
I guess I'll go on by myself, Dr. Christian.
Oh, don't you want to come in and get warm?
No, I ain't cold. I'll go along with Jeff. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Tip. Hello, Dick. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's all right. I'm in no rush.
Good. Oh, say, I just saw Tip outside.
Oh?
You know, he and I are sort of joint owners of Jeff.
Jeff?
His dog.
Oh, yeah, I noticed he had a dog. Wonder how he persuaded his mother to put up with it. Hey, Dr. Christian, what's the matter with Eleanor?
She's been having sick headaches.
I know about those. Before she had headaches, she had bronchitis, and before that, something else. Now, what's really wrong? If she's sick, I want to know it, and what you can do about it.
Yes, Eleanor is sick, but I can't do anything about it.
You think she ought to see a specialist?
No. No, there's only one person who can help her. That's you.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, this would probably seem silly to you, but it's very important to a woman like Eleanor, to any woman. You've got your business and outside contacts. Her whole world is inside the four walls of her home.
So what?
Well, if you'd show a little more interest in her world, a little more interest in her, let her know once in a while that you still care for her.
Ah, we've been married for 16 years. We're not exactly on a honeymoon any longer. I got other things to think about. Making a living, for instance.
A little show of affection wouldn't hurt. It would mean more to her even than you're making a living. Women are funny that way.
She'd find out a lot different if I stopped earning a living.
You have to look at her side of it, too. When you go to the city at night, you're busy, occupied. She's sitting at home, alone.
Oh, so that's what's the matter.
I didn't say
that.
Well,
if I hadn't gone to those company meetings, I wouldn't have a job. I work in the office all day and then spend half the night battling with a bunch of stuffed shirt executives. Why? So I'll be able to keep a home for her. What thanks do I get for it? Nagging and whining, complaining.
Why don't you explain all that to her? Eleanor is an intelligent girl. She'll understand.
I have explained. She doesn't believe me. She thinks I go to the city because I'm interested in a woman.
Well, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I rather thought so.
I'm not ashamed of it. If anyone thinks I'm going to lie about it, he's mistaken.
And it's one of those things which just can't be helped. You didn't want to fall in love with her, but you did. And she with you. You're going to be brave, both of you, and admit it. face the world. You're not going to hide it as others do. No, you and she are different.
That's right, Dr. Christian. How did you know?
Because it's the same thing every other man says.
I suppose you think I'm a heel.
No. No, I don't think you are a heel any more than a man who has a high fever. He's out of his head and talks queerly for a little while. But usually he snaps out of it.
I'm not snapping out of this because it's real. I'll go on providing for Eleanor, but beyond that, she hasn't any claim on it.
Except for the 16 years she lived with you and sacrificed all her ambition for yours and devoted herself to making a cheerful home for you.
That's what you think. Sure, it's always the man who's in the wrong. I haven't sat down to a decent meal in our house for years. I haven't been able to have any friends in. All I've had to listen to is her whimpering about something. You don't know what a relief it is when I walk out of the house. Well, I've told her I'm through, and I mean it.
You told her?
Yeah, we're finished.
Dr. Christian, you'd better come to the phone.
I'm busy, Judy.
But it's about Tip Brent.
Tip?
He was sliding on the pond.
Yes?
The ice broke.
Do you think Tip's worse?
Now, try not to worry, Eleanor. Dr. Christian's done everything possible.
What time did he say he'd be back here?
10 o'clock.
Oh, it's after that now. Dick, I'm afraid...
But Dr. Christian said...
Mom! He's awake.
Yeah.
Yes, darling?
I want Jeff. Where is he?
Look, darling. Look. His daddy.
We'll find Jeff, son. After a while. When you're well.
I want to know. Is he outside?
We've got to tell him.
No. No, not now.
Jeff. He keeps asking. Asking. All last night and all today. I can't stand it.
Listen, dear, wait till Dr. Christian comes.
Mom, I've got to feed him. I promised I'd take care of him.
Look, I'll feed him, son. You're sick. I'll take care of him till you get better.
No. Oh, I've got to... I've got to go outside and find him. Mom doesn't want him in the house.
Oh, Tip.
Where is he, Mom?
Darling, you see, when the ice broke...
Oh, don't.
Jeff was fastened. Fastened to your sled. And by the time the men pulled you out... Oh, I can't...
Oh, Eleanor.
I didn't know how much Jeff meant to him. I didn't realize.
We didn't realize a lot of things. But we will. From now on, everything will be different. Oh, you stay here with him. That's probably Dr. Christian.
How is he, Dick?
Eleanor thinks he's worse.
Is his temperature up?
I don't know. He keeps asking for Jeff. He says he has to take care of him.
It would be better if he didn't worry about that. Didn't you tell him that Jeff was drowned?
Yeah, I couldn't. I haven't the courage. I'm not brave enough.
Let's go in and see him. Good evening, Eleanor. Well, Tip.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Oh, you're not going to make a joke out of me, are you? And get pneumonia after I said you wouldn't?
I'm all right.
Sure you are.
I'm going to get up.
No. You're going to sleep now. And get lots of rest.
But I've got to feed Jeff. Where is he, Dr. Christian?
Tip. Sometimes things happen. And we don't know why. Sorrowful things. Sad things. And we just don't see any reason for them. There's only one way they can be explained. Somewhere there's someone who watches over everything. Over the moon, the stars, and you and me. And each tiny blade of grass. And that someone is smarter than we are. You know, Tip, I think all of us are put on this earth to do certain work, a special kind of job. And when we've done the job well, we're sort of promoted to a higher grade. Tip, Jeff has finished his work. He did what he was here to do.
No. Well, they didn't get him out of the water on time. We mustn't be so sad about it, because that someone knows it's better this way. You've got to take his word for it and feel that somewhere Jeff will be waiting for you.
Dr. Christian's office. Oh, just a moment. For you, Dr. Christian.
Hello? Oh, hello, Roy. Yeah, well. Well, can't you wait a little while? A little later. I'll be busy for the next half an hour. I'm going over to the bus station with some friends. All right, yes, that'll be fine.
Hello there.
Oh, here they are now, Roy. Call me at 5.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Well, looks like a honeymoon couple.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Newlywed to the life. They'll spot you the minute you walk into a hotel.
Oh, not when we have a 10-year-old boy along.
Where's Tip anyway?
He'll be here in a minute. He's given Bud Miller final instructions about taking care of Rex.
He's got a new dog, you know.
That's fine. Well, have you decided where you're going?
Yeah, Eleanor wanted to go see her folks, and I wanted to go to Chicago, so we compromised. We're going to do both.
It's really shameful extravagance. We could have let the folks go till next summer.
Ah, if we're going to go on a trip, let's have a trip.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, here's Tip.
What's this I hear, Tip? You got a new dog?
Yeah, Dad got him for me.
What kind of a dog is he?
Oh, he's swell. His name's Rex. He's a kind of a police dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a pup now, but he'll get a lot bigger. I think he's going to grow up to look something like a wolf. Of course, he's not like Jeff.
No, Tip. There never will be another dog like Jeff.
These Dr. Christian programs starring Jean Hersholt come to you every Sunday afternoon with the good wishes of the makers of Vaseline preparation. There is probably no home remedy in the world so universally used as Vaseline jelly. It costs only 10 cents a bottle anywhere in the United States, and it has 100 uses which are beneficial to all the members of the family. Many minor skin ailments can be treated with it safely. Vaseline jelly soothes irritated membranes, relieves itching rashes, helps quick, clean healing when used to treat the little skin abrasions, the cuts, scratches, burns, and scalds, which we all incur so frequently. By prompt attention to these minor injuries and ailments, you will avoid the danger of infection. So don't let your supply of Vaseline jelly get low. Remember to get a new bottle or tube tomorrow and keep it handy for first aid emergencies. All prices of Vaseline products mentioned on this program apply only to the United States. May we add our bit to the plea for funds to help fight infantile paralysis. All of you can become founders with President Roosevelt in the new National Foundation by contributing whatever you are able to this splendid cause. Men and women throughout the country are ready to take your contribution in the stores, hotels, railroad stations, and elsewhere. No matter how small an amount you have to give, it will be welcome. Jean Hersholt, who appears on this program through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, will be back next Sunday with another delightful story in this Dr. Christian series. This is Arthur Gilmore bidding you good afternoon for the makers of Vaseline preparation. Heard on today's program was You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart from the big broadcast of 1938. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.